You're on White Noise here on Joy 94.9, and Kez, we have the opportunity to be speaking to one of the members of a really cool band in America, Tushamore. We'll be speaking to Elliot this morning.
It's great to be here.
Now, Tushamore is a really interesting name for a band. Where did you guys get the name from?
The name is from two different languages. It's from French and Italian, and it's two words that don't really mean anything put together. And a lot of people try to give it some sort of meaning, but when it really comes down to it, it's two words from two different languages that don't mean anything put together.
For the people who are unfamiliar with Tushamore, how would you define yourselves and your music?
I would say that it is a punk band that is influenced by 90s screamo bands like Orchid and Page 99, and a little bit of post-rock bands like Envy, and that kind of thing, mixed in with whatever we feel like writing songs about.
Very nice. What would you say, out of all those bands you just mentioned, is the biggest influence on your music?
You know, I think the influences have kind of changed over the years. In the earlier days, it was, like I said, 90s screamo bands like Page 99, Orchid, and Seisha. But most recently, I think, on our most recent record, Envy had a gigantic influence on us. We were privileged enough to do a tour with them in the fall, and they were, getting to see them every night was a truly moving experience, and it was something that I think we were inspired by with the new songs we wrote.
Okay, that's really cool. Now, your latest album, Parting the Sea Between Brightness and Me, was recorded live. Why did you guys choose to do it this way?
Well, a lot of the songs that were recorded on the first record are significantly slower than we actually play them live. And mm-hmm. I feel like whenever you record with like a metronome and you're tracking instrument by instrument, everything just kind of comes out slower and maybe sounds a little more sterile than it does live.
Okay.
And we wanted kind of the live urgency to be captured on the record, so we decided to just record everything live together, and I couldn't be more happy with the way that it came out.
Now, I read online, you guys were quoted as saying that you wanted an honest and a raw feel to the album. Do you feel that you achieved that?
Absolutely. I really couldn't be more happy with the way that it came out.
That's fantastic. Now, is it true that September will be the first time you guys have played Down Under?
Yes. None of us have actually ever even been to Australia before.
So oh, wow.
We are very excited.
So you're heaped excited to be playing to your Aussie fans for the first time?
Yes, it's very exciting that not only do we all get to go to a country none of us have been before, but we get to go doing what we love to do. We feel very honored and privileged.
What are you guys going to get up to in your free time here?
That's a good question. I'm sure we will be doing a whole lot of walking around and doing a lot of generic touristy sightseeing type thing. Our booking guy is coming down with us, and he's been to Australia quite a few times, so I think he's going to show us around and point things out. Probably a lot of generic touristy things.
Okay, so you might be going on the generic sort of Oprah tour?
Yeah.
The bridge climb included, of course.
Of course. Of course.
Do you guys have a favorite song to perform with the band?
I kind of feel like it's like picking a favorite child, but I mean, each song kind of holds a different significance. I mean, every time we play, like, Honest Sleep, the crowd reaction really exceeds any sort of expectation we could ever have. I mean, so it's always fun seeing what level it gets taken to whenever we play that song. But yeah, they're all like children. If there's a song we don't like, we don't play it live. Pretty much is what it comes down to.
Fair enough. What can we expect from Tushamore in the years to come?
We're gonna continue to tour as hard as we can. We love traveling and we love playing music, so mm-hmm. those two things are going to happen. I think we've briefly discussed maybe putting out a couple EPs or splits before we put out our next full length. So maybe over the next year and a half, there might be some splits, full lengths, that kind of thing. And we're gonna keep writing and touring and do what we love to do.
That sounds fantastic. Now, just before we let you go, there's probably a lot of people who haven't heard about you guys before, who haven't heard your music before. Why should people come and see you guys play live? What would you tell them to bring them to you?
I would tell them to come with an open mind, and if they are worried about I would probably tell them to maybe stand in the back or invite them on the side of the stage and get as close as possible, because I honestly feel like our live performance is based around kind of a closeness, and there's been many times where we've opted to play on the floor of a venue instead of on the stage just because there's a certain personal level that I feel like we're able to achieve. So yeah, I would ask them to come with an open mind and take it in.
So playing on the floor, has anyone ever tried to, tackle you or grope you in any sort of way? It seems like a sort of dangerous thing to do at a rock gig.
Actually, believe it or not, we did. We played on the floor in a bar on this tour instead of the stage, and a kid actually crowd surfed through one of the pastry cases. The show got shut down, and everyone was very angry. But up until then, it was a lot of fun.
Okay, well, we're very excited to have you guys come down under in September. I believe you're here from the 8th till the 13th, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Ah, brilliant. Well, we're very much looking forward to having you guys down here, and we hope that you absolutely rock the balls off it. Elliot, thank you for being on the show.
We absolutely cannot wait. Thank you so much.